Okay, guys.
So it's not going up as hot as boiling water, obviously, or you wouldn't be able to use it. So somehow the boiling water must be putting more energy back into the system that's being held by, I assume, the sodium acetate, which I don't know about,
since it's
not the water.
Right. No, that must kind of like reset the activation curve, whatever.
Yeah, but it gets stored only in the sodium acetate somehow and not in the water in general. So then when you re-click the little thing, it triggers whatever it does that spreads it out into the whole deal.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to let that go. That is cool. That is cool. And you guys can come back in anytime now. Habits and addictions. Find that if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Perfect timing. We're just getting ready here. No, you're good. You're good. So just pull out your habits and addictions page.
Two more pages past where we
are. All right, good. So we're kind of moving along in the right direction. So go a couple more pages. It's just I have a healthy agenda today, and I want to make sure that we get these guys. So let's see what we can do here. Just a few of our homemade definitions. Habits are things we do. Addictions are things we crave. And underlying all phobias, addictions, obsessions is anxiety or fear. Okay? So what happens is we create habits to protect ourselves from something we're afraid of. We become addicted to them when we think that we have to have them in order to stay protected from that. And phobias are things that we're afraid of, avoiding anything that would bring up our fear. So what I wrote down here a long time ago, addictions are things we use to mask the fear. Compulsions are behaviors that we use to handle the fear. Okay? So it doesn't matter, by the way, I want to just be real, real clear. It doesn't matter whether the habit or addiction is physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, or financial, or anything. It doesn't matter. They're all handled exactly the same way. Most of the applications of this have been used for things like food or cigarettes or drugs or things like that, okay? But they can be used for absolutely anything. I have done some really powerful, for me, clearing of my habitual thought patterns. So I have some thought patterns which are not at all user-friendly to my mind and to my being, and so I treated them the same way as I would any other habit and addiction, and it was really powerful. Okay. So, testing. Let me run this one real quick. The steps. Get a strong indicator muscle. Okay, great. We know that. Check for switching, blocking, hydration. Okay, you know, do your points. Remember, five fingers around the navel, rub the collarbone points, rub the upper and lower lip. You know, that just makes sure that all the circuits are turned on, okay, and that we're communicating. All right. Now, think about the habit or addiction, or you can look at items on the list. Well, if somebody comes in, they're not going to have a list they need to look at, you know. If it comes up, then they know what their habit is that they want to change. They know what their addiction is, okay? And later on, we'll do the same thing with obsessions and compulsions and da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? So it's the same procedure. The deal here is touch the tip of the thumb to the tip of the ring finger. These guys like this, like we hold when we do emotional stress release and all that kind of stuff. Those points right there on that five-element chart are the habit and addiction points. I didn't mean five, on the finger mode chart. Those are the habit and addiction points. So specifically, we're actually testing this. So the person says, so anybody have, by the way, a habit or an addiction you'd like to clear or work on? Anybody?
Sugar too general?
No, sugar's just fine. Okay? So, the
deal
is.
Sugar's just fine.
Yeah.
I'll take all your sugar.
Yeah. Alright? So we know we can get a muscle test on him. Turns off, it turns on. We know he's just done his switching points. We've done everything. I'm holding all of this right here. This is not priority mode now. This
oh,
is
you're
this.
Doing that.
I'm doing this.
Oh, not him.
Yeah. I can, he can, whichever, but it's easier for me to do it because he doesn't have to see it if I don't want him to. Okay, I don't have to get into this big, you know, now here's what I'm doing, why are you holding that point, that kind of thing, okay? So then what I do is I just have him think about eating sugar. Okay, so think about sugar.
Ice cream.
Yeah, he likes his ice cream. Now there's stress on that, okay? So the reason I have to tell you this for a second, he loves ice cream, okay? I don't know. I'm making it up. So it's possible without a finger mode in here, without anything else, okay? So think of ice cream. What you get is you get the strong response from his enjoyment of ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay?
Heck yeah.
When you put in the habit and addiction mode, what happens is, think about ice cream. What you get is you get that whether he likes it or not, it is a habit or an addiction, and I don't care which one. Okay? Does that make sense? So sometimes when you just have people think of things that you know aren't good for them, they'll test strong. Because they like it, because it brings them joy or pleasure, or it's pro-survival or whatever it is. And actually, there are some things that in and of themselves, if we're talking about behaviors or whatever, that aren't necessarily wrong. They're just things that are a problem for him. Okay? So he can think about it. There's nothing wrong with those. The body doesn't have any inherent objection to that. But remember, habits and addictions are a lot between the ears. So we've got to go to the habit and addiction mode. When you're thinking of it or when you say the word, it'll be stressed then if it's a habit or an addiction.
And so it's possible that we could do this whole thing and it could still be something that gives me great joy, though it is no longer a habit or addiction.
Yeah. And not likely, by the way, just in case you have your hopes set on it, that you're going to come clean with sugar, okay?
Right.
I mean, just so we're real clear on this, So come back and play. Don't go away. Check that it's appropriate to clear. All right. So all I have to do, that just means I just have to make a statement. So it's appropriate to clear a habit or an addiction to sugar. Body says that's okay. If it says no, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, just know that it's not something we're going to do because it's either unachievable, unattainable, it's not appropriate, or there's stuff we got to do first in order to have this work. But the body will only tell you to do stuff that it can use. If it can't use it, can't take advantage of it, forget it.
So if I'm here from a session for you to clear it, and it says my body says no, I would say, oh, well, why?
Yeah.
You just say, hey, your body's not...
Doesn't matter.
Then what we do is,
so let's do some other stuff.
Okay?
So I go through my priority list. See, you came in and said, here's what my thing is. I'm going to go back to my list.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, I know what you want. Let's see what else needs to be cleared. So I put in my priority mode. I go down my list. I do whatever other balancing I need to do. And probably at some point, habits and addictions that's on my list would show up.
Yeah.
Then I would do it, and then it would say it's appropriate to clear.
Yeah.
Or if I've done everything else, habits and addictions hadn't shown up, I can come back and I say it's appropriate to work on the habit or the addiction of sugar. And at that point, the body will probably say yes. Okay.
Is it at all likely to be just going through the priority mode, land on habits and addictions, pick something, and then have the body say no?
No. That usually is not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, usually not going to happen. If it shows up on the priority list, it's usually not going to say no.
Okay.
Okay? And by the way, if it showed up on the priority list and the body says no, it's not appropriate to clear, what do? You pull out your handy-dandy behavioral barometer, you get a whole bunch of emotions. Just notice clear, notice clear, notice clear until no more emotions come up, and then you see if it's appropriate to clear.
Okay? Or you put it in circuit and do something else.
Yeah, you do something else to do. But if it comes up on your priority mode, 99.9% of the time you'll never get, it's a pro forma question just to say it's appropriate to clear this. It's always going to say yes. Okay? Because it already showed up on the priority mode. Okay? And then find the emotion. On the habit or the addiction. So wherever my other chart went, can I borrow your behavioral barometer, Graham?
No.
Conscious, subconscious, body, attunement, indifference, attunement, indifference. No, that's good, thank you. Pessimistic, rigid, stagnant, destructive, feeling destructive, wanting to feel more tender. Okay? You actually need to write that emotion down, guys, because this one you're going to work with in the process of the statements, okay? And so, if your brain is like mine, well aerated, So now notice there are two areas of correction. There's a psychological correction, and there's a physiological correction. Okay? You start with the psychological correction. The psychological correction are really a series of statements that you're going to make, and you're going to clear them. And I don't think we've done, did we do stress statements at all with you guys? So this is new. This is how you do stress statements, okay? So this is just, so when that comes out, this is what the deal is. The only difference is you don't have to make up the statements. They're already here for you, okay? So first thing you want to do is you want a double pectoralis major clavicular, ring finger to thumb, which in this case, by the way, is specifically habit and addiction mode as well as generic emotional. You test to make sure that it's clear. If it's not clear, by the way, you rub the neuroemphatic point and you test it again so you make sure you have a clear indicator. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to have him make some statements. One of three things is going to happen. One is he makes the statement. Both left and right sides say yes. Say that's correct. They agree. No stress. Okay? Means not a big deal. Second possibility is he makes the statement and both sides are stressed, which means both hemispheres of the brain have a problem with this, okay? The correction for that is very simple. Ring finger to thumb, stress release, eye rotations, repeat the statement a bunch of times, and then retest it. So you have a statement that you just totally disagree with. The third possibility is we make the statement and half of you says yes and half of you says no. So what we do there is brain integration. And brain integration looks like this. Holding the ring finger and thumb together, you put your hands out to the side, and you bring them together while you make the statement. So whatever the statement is, you bring your hands together and in. What happens there is, by the way, one side of your brain just convinced the other. We don't know which one, so we make the statement again. They both could be out, in which case we have to go do this, or they both could be strong now. Okay.
Because the no could have been stronger than the yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
So we don't actually know. Most of the time, the brain integration will actually clear it and make the double test strong, but sometimes it makes it weak. So just know, it's sort of like on the one hand I feel this, on the one hand I feel that. Part of my brain says yes, part of my brain says no. We integrate them. And by the way, if you want to know how much stress you're under, close your eyes. Bring your hands together in front of you, interlace the fingers, and bring them in. If your fingers bump each other at all, or you have to adjust slightly, you are out of sync.
And if you miss,
it doesn't work.
Or if you hit your neighbor.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so what you're doing is you're just making the statement while you're forcing brain integration, so the brain has to agree on one side of the issue or the other. So that's a little extra, but let me show you how this works now. Yeah.
I wasn't sure the stuff like
that. All right. So, ring finger thumb right here. So I want you to say after me, I no longer need sugar for its tranquilizing effect.
I no longer need sugar for its tranquilizing effect.
And hold right here for me. Hold. Okay, part of it says that's true, part of it says, nah, I can still use some, okay? So, hands out to the side. One time, I no longer need sugar for its tranquilizing effect.
I no longer need sugar for its tranquilizing effect.
By the way, I always do this with them to show them how to do it, but I get cleared as well. Okay, now, say again, I no longer need sugar for its tranquilizing effect.
I no longer need sugar for its tranquilizing effect.
Hold here. And that's strong. Great. So I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect.
I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect.
And hold here, he laughs because he knows what's going on. All right. So, and by the way, we're covering all the bases. You'll see as we go through these.
Yeah.
So these guys here, stress release. Eye rotations. I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect.
I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect. I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect. I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect. I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect.
Good. And again. Once more.
I no longer need sugar for its stimulating effect.
By the way, I deliberately avoid eye contact with him. I'm not sitting here staring at him while he's saying this. I'm looking off somewhere else because I want him to have his own response, not be playing to an audience, not be distracted by me, okay? So I'm standing right in front of him because I need to do a good test, but I'm not, like, locked in here, okay? So that one cleared. I no longer need sugar to handle the... Oops, what were the emotions did we have?
It was destructive and tender.
I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive.
I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive.
And hold here, let me hold. That one. Let's do this. No longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive.
I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive.
Great. All right. And again. Say it again.
I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive.
On both sides, so let's do these. Okay, so we're doing both. Happens sometimes, okay?
I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive. I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive. I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive. I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive.
Good, okay, and once more.
I no longer need sugar to handle feeling destructive.
Good. I no longer need sugar when I want to feel more
tender.
I no longer need sugar when I want to feel more tender.
And hold here for me, hold. Just that side right there.
I no longer need sugar when I want to feel more tender.
Good. So notice how we're using both sides of the emotion here, okay?
Yeah.
I no longer need sugar.
I no longer need sugar when I want to feel more tender.
Good. I deserve to feel tender.
I deserve to feel tender.
And hold, and hold. And that, you know what? Just, let's do a little. I deserve to feel tender.
I deserve to feel tender.
I probably just tested a little long, but you can't do it wrong. No big deal. I deserve to feel tender.
I deserve to feel tender.
Good. All right. I no longer believe...
Not tenderized.
Yeah, there you go. So I no longer believe sugar can offer anything I need. He's thinking about whether he wants to go there. Wait a minute.
Do I want to go here?
Yeah.
Man.
I no longer believe sugar can offer anything I need.
I no longer believe sugar can offer anything I need.
And hold here, hold. Uh-huh. Let's do this.
I no longer believe that sugar can offer anything I need. I no longer believe that sugar can offer anything I need. I no longer believe... that sugar can offer anything I need. I no longer believe that sugar can offer anything I need.
Okay, good. And again?
Do I want to undo my fingers before I come up?
No.
Doesn't matter.
No, you want to use them up here anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I no longer
believe that sugar can offer me anything I need.
That's good. All right, I no longer, oops. I want to be free of sugar.
I want to be free of sugar.
A little right there.
I want to be free of sugar.
Good. Again?
I want to be free of sugar.
Perfect. All right. It's safe to let go of sugar.
It is safe to let go of sugar.
Do both. It
is safe to let go of sugar. It is safe to let go of sugar. It is safe to let go of sugar. It is safe to let go of sugar. It is safe to let go of sugar. It is safe to let go of sugar. It is safe to let go of sugar.
Good. And again?
It is safe to let go of sugar.
Good job. I'm willing to change my thoughts about sugar.
I am willing to change my thoughts about sugar.
Hold here for me, hold. That's one. I'm willing to change my thoughts
about sugar. I am willing to change my thoughts about sugar.
Good. And again?
I'm willing to change my thoughts about sugar.
Good. I'm willing to change my feelings about sugar.
I am willing to change my feelings about sugar.
Do them both.
I am willing to change my feelings about sugar. I am willing to change my feelings about sugar. I am willing to change my feelings about sugar. I am willing to change my feelings about sugar. I am willing to change my feelings about sugar. I am willing to change my feelings about sugar.
Good. And again.
I am willing to change my feelings about sugar.
Good. I am willing to change my behavior relating to sugar.
I am willing to change my behavior relating to sugar.
That side right there. Yes. Thank you.
Am I too loud?
No.
Yeah.
Eat food smell. Oh.
I know.
The dog food.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's something else. You think it's bad?
Yeah.
No, really? Yeah.
Because
there was some other.
There
was
no,
somebody
earlier. It smells like cooked Chinese food in there.
Something earlier.
It was something else.
Oh,
yeah.
That's somebody else's handwriting, so
yeah.
They didn't give it to Betty Lou. So. All right.
That was a good one. All
right, so we're changing our. Oh, willing to change my behavior relating to sugar.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing to change my behavior relating to sugar.
All right, good. Alright. So then, this 2, 3, and 4 tells you what to do, that I just told you, how to clear if it's out on one side or out on the other side. The physiological correction. It's not very physiological, but it's very simple.
These aren't options. They are further steps.
Yes.
Like these would be numbered 7 and 8 on the overall list.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the physiological correction is not it's not an option. What Graham was just saying, it's not an option. Okay? You do the psychological correction, then you go right on and do the physiological correction. It's real simple. You do the whole shot. Eye rotations and temporal tapping, and add frontal occipital holding if possible, which you can.
If
so
you have a
more
candid client.
So the temporal tapping with the ring finger, okay, and then all together, so tap, 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 tap. And by the way, if you could do everything at once, you could do, frontal occipital holding and everything else. But eye rotation, temporal tapping, and then the statement is, I no longer crave sugar when I feel destructive.
I no longer crave sugar when I feel destructive. I no longer crave sugar when I feel destructive. I no longer crave sugar when I feel destructive. I no longer crave sugar when I feel destructive. I no longer crave sugar when I feel destructive.
Good. I no longer crave sugar when I want to feel tender.
I no longer crave sugar when I want to feel tender. I no longer crave sugar when I want to feel tender. I no longer crave sugar. I no longer crave sugar when I want to feel tender. I no longer crave sugar when I want to feel tender.
Okay, good. And then there's one more. Oh, I don't have to do one more. That's good. Okay. Then retest the indicator muscle while holding thumb, ring finger, thinking to have the addiction. So I'm holding this guy right here.
I can as well if I want.
You can as well as you want to. You can. Everybody can. That's all good. And
we're sending you happiness.
So yeah. So I want you to think about sugar.
Okay.
All right. And the emotion was feeling destructive, wanting to feel more tender, and that's clear as well. And then the optional, you can check for any other emotions that might have been imbalanced by the process.
And then just go through the whole
thing. And then just go
again.
Through the barometer again. So you go through conscious. No, you don't go through the whole thing again. You just clear the emotions. That's it. You've done
okay.
The work. Yeah.
Okay.
So conscious, subconscious, body, there's none there just because we don't have time to do it. But no.
No.
Okay. So thank you very much.
Yeah,
I appreciate your
you.
Willingness to do that. Yeah.
Thank you.
So did you guys kind of follow that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that it's really very simple, and the power in this are the statements, and if it's a thought process, by the way, is I no longer believe thinking negative thoughts about myself can offer anything that I need. I no longer believe that being nasty to people can offer anything that I need. I no longer believe that jumping off high buildings in a single bound will offer anything I need. I mean, it's like whatever the habit or addiction is. Okay. Yeah. Great.
What does the last line mean? Check for clarity, stress on the process itself.
Great. So stand up again here, Phil. Thanks. 5 on the physiological correction.
You may have
stress on the process. So there is some residual stress on this doing this process right now here. All right, so the stress is more than 50%. No, so it's more than 10%. It's more than 20%. No, it's more than 15%. So it's 10%, it's 11%, it's 12%, it's 11% stress, okay? So what I can do to take that stress off. So you don't check this unless you're willing to do this.
Mm.
You go through and you find whatever the emotion is on the stress.
Oh.
So pull out your barometer again if you will. Thanks. I can do it. Thank you. So we have conscious, subconscious, body, attunement, indifference, attunement, indifference, pessimistic, rigid, stagnant, destructive, immobilized, numb, wanting to feel more creative. Right? Mm. And conscious, subconscious, body, conscious. Body. Nothing else came up, so there's still some stress on this process here. All right, it's more than 10%, no, more than 5%, no, more than 1%, more than 2%, 1%. All right, so we could probably live with 1%.
Yeah.
However, if you want to, if you want to be real thorough, you can do a little emotional stress release.
It's just finding the emotion clears it.
Yeah, and so there's no stress left on this process. We're clear of stuff. We're done. Good. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
So you would just do as many emotions as where there, if there's any stress at all left,
any stress at
all, get as many emotions as are
layer,
then we check.
Yeah.
And if there's anything else, there aren't really priority emotions left because you checked them all, so just a little ESR just to finish it.
Well, you could do a little ESR, or, by the way, if there's still stress, you can go through the emotions again, because sometimes what happens is you clear a whole bunch.
Oh, then re-evaluating.
Yeah, and then it's like, yeah, you got that layer, there's a bunch in there, but I was saving these, okay? And so, if you go through and you clear all the emotions that are still stressed, then do some emotional stress release, if there's still stress, go through the emotions again, just keep alternating those two processes until you whittle it down. And sometimes you're gonna have an acceptable level of stress, but mostly, you get down to a couple of percent, it's like, who needs it? It'll just erase itself.
Okay.
So, and the value of doing that, and that's just another piece, by the way, that you could add to the end of any balancing, the value of doing that is just to make sure that we haven't toppled too many defenses and breached too many fear walls and all of that Merry Christmas stuff. And the person isn't, like, stressed out about the process. Not a big thing, but sometimes you change a lot of things and the person says, I think I'm okay, and then it's like afterwards they're still kind of haunted by it, or they're just a little not at peace with it or whatever.
What was the statement you used to start off when you were asking about
that? There's some stress left over from doing this process. I just make a positive statement about stress. I'm going to say, no, there's not, or yes, there is. Remember, never asking questions, always making statements. All right. Now, flip the page, if you're willing. Oh, any other questions on that? Habits and addiction. Okay? So flip the page. Obsessions and compulsions. Okay? It's the same thing, just different statements. So the statements here, you could actually, by the way, use the same statements in habits and addictions, or I no longer believe whatever the compulsion is can protect me. I want to be free of my compulsion, safe to let go of it. I deserve to feel whatever the positive emotion is. I'm willing to change my thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. You know, so you can use the same variety of things, and the physiological correction is the same thing. Except here, what you're doing, instead of a statement, what I notice is, you're just thinking of the compulsion, doing eye rotations and frontal occipital holding, and tapping on the beginning or end of the priority over energy meridian. Boy, that assumes a lot of things, because at the very beginning of this one, that's where the difference is. At the beginning of this one, way back up to testing, step 4, check the alarm points for over energy, and find out which meridian is involved. Okay? You guys see that up in the testing? I forgot about that.
They're doing that instead of getting an emotion.
Well, except they should. You still get an emotion, but what happens, they're doing that because at the end, what you're doing is you're using the meridian clearing, because obsessions and compulsions are more tied to the meridians than it is to the brain. Okay? In terms of actually getting them out. So we're not using statements here. We're actually just tapping on the meridian while they focus on whatever the obsession or compulsion was.
And you're tapping not on any of the other things we were tapping on today.
Right.
Okay, not the face points,
well,
or the emotional points.
No, it is.
But actually the beginning or end.
Beginning or end. Which are the face points mostly they're going to be, or they'll be on the hand.
Okay.
The face or the hand.
Okay.
And here's the place, by the way, in the physiological correction, step number 2, test for another age. To check meridian over energy and clear this compulsion. Okay?
That's your age recession.
So you age recess and you check the alarm points and then you tap on the emotion. It says repeat the process, and it means just the physiological correction. You don't have to do all the rest of it, but just repeat that physiological process again. So you found another meridian involved as well. You age recess and you tap on the points for that other meridian. Okay? So a slight variation on the theme. The biggest difference being that on the physiological correction, you're not doing statements and temporal tapping. You're actually tapping on a meridian endpoint while you're doing stress release. Okay?
So, this priority list of yours doesn't list obsessions and compulsions.
No.
If you came up with habits and addictions and they picked something that just seemed to be an obsession rather than a habit or an addiction, you just do this versus
do that,
not even have to tell them. You just decide, oh, this sounds like something more appropriate for this.
Yeah, so what he's saying is that if you don't have this written down, if you're just using the priority list I gave you, which just shows habits and addictions, doesn't list obsessions and compulsions separately, or phobias separately, but you know that's what it is, you know it's an issue, or they start talking about the stuff and you say, well, that's a phobia, or that's a compulsion, obsession or compulsion or whatever, then use the other process.
So how would you distinguish? Because compulsion sounds very much like habit.
Yeah.
Obsessions, I would say, maybe are the negative thought habits.
Yeah.
But you're also doing those as habits.
Yeah, so if I didn't want to think about it, what I would do is I would clear them all as habits and addictions.
Okay.
So that's pretty much underlying it there. And then if there's still stuff, you can see if there's a compulsion on there. And what I'm looking at right now is, because I forget where it is. Okay. There's actually on the... Oh, that's fun. So I was wrong, but that's okay. I like to be wrong. On the ring finger, point number 10 is actually phobias. 9 is habits. 9A is habits. 9C is addiction.
How is phobias different from the...
It is the tip. That's what we've been using.
It's the same as habits, addictions.
Yeah. Well, except that habits and addictions actually live a little lower than that.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. We're still holding the end of the ring finger because it's accessing all of the emotional stuff. I just thought those were the habits and addictions. I get so used to that. But that's actually a phobia point. So if you want to be very specific, you can find out. It's habit, it's addiction, it's phobia.
9C?
Yeah. 9A, 9C.
Okay.
There's A, B, C. Now, underneath. Yeah, it's on
the joint.
It's on the joint on the line there, but A is the inside, B is the middle, and we're on the flat side of the finger here, but A, B, C. But it's A is habits, B is addiction, and then phobias is actually the tip of the finger. So
right.
you could actually fine-tune between habits, addictions, and phobias.
Do obsessions have?
And obsessions, I'm trying to see if that has one here.
Habits and addictions are the same thing anyway.
Yeah. Obsessions, 14 and a half, there it is. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's way up here on top of the ring. It's right on top of my ring is obsessions. Yep, like that.
Could
so
you also just say this is appropriate to clear as habits and addictions? This
yep.
is appropriate to clear.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If you want to do it strictly energetically, then it's habits, addictions, phobias, obsessions, compulsions. Okay? And sorry, I forget all this because mostly I either do them or know or whatever. So you can test those points to fine tune it. That help at all?
Mm-hmm.
Helped me. Remember where some of those points were. And then phobias, by the way, looks a lot like obsessions compulsions because you're doing alarm points for an over energy. The same statement. And frankly, it's the same clearing. So phobias is exactly the same as obsessions and compulsions for the clearing. Okay? All right. So it gives you plenty to work with. I don't mean to skimp on it, but I have another chunk that I want us to do. And if you guys are okay with that for right now, we'll let it go with that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So bring back questions next time if you have them. And remember, you can muscle test yourself. So experiment a little, try it, see what you like, all of that. See what works, but run through it. Because pretty much I'm demoing so you get it. There's not as much hands-on right now because a lot of pieces I want to run through for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a big leap and go to organ responses. This is one of my very, very favorites. It is that whole huge chunk of stuff. Remember I gave you the leftovers that were printed on the wrong sides of the page and all that kind of stuff? But organ responses, are the last big chunk in your book. Yeah, and they look.
This it too?
Huh?
This it too?
Yeah, that's it too. So the way it looks is you'll have all of these things here, which list the organs and some numbers here, and then you'll have a page that he didn't get copied before on mine, and then you'll have all of these, which list each one of them with combinations. So it's a big fat chunk of stuff. Those are part of it too. Yeah.
Wow.
It actually starts in your book. It's going to start. So that's all you need to know right now is where does it start? Something says organ response patterns.
So it's page 65.
Yeah, but it doesn't come after 60, after 64, though.
Yeah.
Okay? So does everybody have that page that says organ response patterns, this very first one? Good, skip it. The next. Okay, I'm going to tell you the technical way, and then I'm going to tell you the easy way, okay? The next picture page here actually shows you where all of those organ response points are. And if you were being very technical and or anal about it, you would actually touch each of these points to find out which organ, gland, or system was involved. But you've got to find them all, and it takes a little while. And frankly, I've gotten lazy over the last bunch of years, and it works just perfectly, and that is just reading down the list. Okay? But I want to show you, that's what this is. It shows you where those organ response points are very, very specifically. Okay. The next page, 63, says positive and negative emotions to verify the organ and tissue reflexes. Don't worry about that. It'll be included in the little shortcut. What I did is I actually created a shorter process that let us get through this easier. That's a nice little reference thing. That's just fine. But don't worry about it. The next page, you have the homework sheet. I think is in there,
yes.
And you've got some of those clean that, you know, so if you spiral binders or punch them or whatever, you can leave these in there, okay? The next page are the organ emotions, and there's actually four pages of these, I think, three pages of these, it looks like, and these are the actual emotions that come up alphabetically and the organ that's related to it. This is purely a curiosity hoo-ha. I mean, I actually will look, because you'll see as we do this, we're going to identify the primary organ involved and the primary system involved, but there are usually three, four, five, six different organs, glands, or systems involved. And sometimes I'm curious what the other ones are, and I can actually find the emotion and look it up and see what the associated organ is with it. And it's totally unnecessary, and it's just a curiosity thing on my part. And sometimes I know my client is curious, or I hope they are because I'm curious, and so I'll look them up anyway, okay? But don't worry about that page. Just know those are referenced, those three pages. Okay. Now we get to the good stuff on page whatever it is. It's actually 72 on the bottom. It says 56 on the upper left. It says... God knows what it is. I mean, who cares anymore? It's so messed up. Because I've put these together in so many different ways. But it's the first page that's positive and negative emotional words. Okay? So, let me show you guys how this works. And let me tell you that what this is about, remember how we do emotions? We do conscious, subconscious, body, and that gets us the right section, and then we narrow it down, and that gets us the right area, and then we get to the right one. Okay? That's a little what this process is going to do. The very first thing we have to do is identify which of the three major systems is involved, lymphatic, circulatory, or nervous system. Okay? And so we do that using words. Now, some of you guys may want to write, and some of you guys might want to be tested. So I'm going to demo on somebody. And actually, you're writing notes, aren't you? I was going to say I'll volunteer you to do it, but somebody want to be a volunteer to have me do the process on them?
I'm writing your notes, so so you're wrong.
All right, is that good?
Okay.
All right. So here's the deal. So it's kind of step, and there isn't really a written out thing for this, so you do want to kind of write some things down. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to locate the system, and it's either the blood, the nerve, or the lymph, and forget about the brain, okay? So I'm just telling you, there's positive and negative words there. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to say, you feel willing. So I make the statement, you feel, right? And I use the word willing, which is for the blood system. That test strong. You feel restful. That's for the nervous system. That's where the stress is.
Where are you looking for those words?
Okay, so the very top of your page. See there? And now go down to where it says blood.
Mm-hmm.
Look over to the right.
I've got it.
Okay, so I'm just using the positive word. And sometimes, by the way, I'm willing or kind, because kind is sometimes used. But the truth is, you can just use willing, you can use whatever you want, okay?
You're only testing the positive words?
I'm just testing the positive words. One of those three is going to have stress. And you notice I'm making the statement, you feel willing, you feel restful, which has stress, and I won't do confident, but I just say you feel confident, okay? But the one that has stress is restful, which means that the primary system involved is the nervous system.
Well, and why didn't you do brain?
Because it actually doesn't fit into this equation. It's not necessary with it. It may be involved, but tangentially. It's not one of the key players. I'm sorry.
That's something else?
Yeah.
She is used with something else?
Yeah, with other things as well. Yeah. A lot of things have double duty. Okay, so you guys got that? Very first thing, it's either circulatory nervous system or the lymphatic system that's involved with this. Okay? The next is we need to identify the primary organ that's involved with this. So now I could either go back to that picture and find all those points, which would take me forever at this stage of the game. I used to know them, but forget it. Or I can just go down the list, and in this case, by the way, I want to use my priority mode because there may be four or five different organs involved, and I want to know what's the priority organ involved because that's going to help us do our research. So I have my priority mode in, and I'm just going down the list. So I say gallbladder,
So she tested on for the was it circulation?
Yeah, I said
okay.
You feel nervous.
Oh, okay.
I said you feel restful. It was weak.
Okay,
so
that's the nervous system.
Yeah, so it was the nervous system for her. Okay.
If she wasn't weak on any of the three, would you do the negative ones, or would you assume she doesn't need this particular balance?
She'll be weak on one of the three.
Okay.
Or I'd put my priority mode in, or I'd reset my intention or something, because if this balance came up, she needs it, and it's going to be in there.
Okay, we're assuming that it came up in the priority.
It came up in the priority.
And when you go down the list of organs, you don't have to filter them out by whatever is in which particular system. You do the whole list.
The whole list, and I use the list that's on this page right here. So that's my cleanest list. So on the same page we're on, where you're looking at right now, so you've got the emotions for the three systems.
Does it have everything?
Mm-hmm.
This list looks longer.
That list looks longer and has some things that are extras.
Okay.
Okay, or combinations or duplicates. So some are in the same system Well, that also has systems in it, too, as well as the organs and glands, okay? But some of the organs and glands go together, but they have different points on the body. So right now, just use that list, okay? So go down my list. I have my priority mode in. So gallbladder, lung, pineal, thymus, heart, eye, stomach, ear, parotid, spleen, pituitary, bladder, pancreas, thyroid. Thyroid is the one right there.
On parotid, spleen, pituitary, those are all separate.
I just tested them all separately.
Okay,
they do go together. I just set them all separately.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I got an indicator change there on thyroid. Okay.
Are you in priority?
I was on priority mode to do that because it's real important to find out what's the priority one here. Because right now I'm going to use these two pieces of information. These two pieces of information, the nervous system and the thyroid, for her are the keys to finding what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one more step in the discovery process. Well, it's actually two, but one major step. So the letters in front of these organs, I just went blank here, thank you. Thyroid is L. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So now go to the next set of, just turn one more page. You see where it says gallbladder, LAN A, lungs,
mm-hmm.
LAN B, pineal, LAN C. Well, I want to go to L, and that's the page that isn't in my book.
Which one?
it's an initial for something which I don't remember.
That's it.
Oh my God.
All right. All right. So you go then to thyroid. So find that thyroid gland L. Okay.
Did you need L? You
have L. I do have it. Yeah. No, I've got. Thanks. I just when I made I have copy karma with these things. When I actually had my book done, they missed the sheet when they copied it. It went through the feet of but two sheets went through together. And so I realized after I'd already bound it and everything else, I'm missing the page that has land J, K, and L on it. I thought, wait a minute.
And everybody was probably coming up with those.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, so did everybody see thyroid land L?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Graham, I don't mean to blow you off with just I don't remember and I don't know.
We'll figure it out later.
Well, the area network got you the phone thing again.
I thought maybe I might be able to see it right there, and I actually can't. So I will find out, but
okay.
I just don't remember right now. Okay, so you guys see that. So notice now, this is there's sort of a grid for each one of these. And across the top it says competent, kind, or willing, and restful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And down to the left it says courage, goodness, listening, reasonable, respected, and so on. And then there are numbers in between. So the two pieces of information, I know it's thyroid, so I'm in land L. I know that it's willing, so I'm in this middle column. Okay?
Why are we willing again?
Because that was the one that I said
restful.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
See, I don't know anything. So I know it's restful, which is the last column. So every number you see, by the way, is a possible combination. So I need to narrow it down a little bit more. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say you feel restful and courage. Now test strong. By the way, notice that restful and courage would be combination 47. So there is something there. Okay? So there's nothing for restful and goodness, so I'm skipping that one. You feel restful and listening. That's strong. Restful and reasonable. That's strong. Restful and respected. That's not. So at this point, I now have narrowed it down from, if you'll see the next several pages, have thousands of possible combinations, okay? I've now narrowed it down to six possibilities. I'm going to stop. Yeah, that's a question. That's good.
You start with, I am restful.
You feel restful.
You feel restful and courageous.
Courage, yeah.
And then you just go through that, restful, courageous, restful, goodness, restful and listening,
restful and...
Until you find a weakness.
So I find a weakness.
Okay.
And it's restful and respected was weak.
Okay.
So now you notice there's 3, 8, 9,
yep.
40, 41, and 57.
Yep.
Okay?
Got
and
it.
By the way, the reason I skipped restful and goodness is because there's not any combination for restful and goodness anyway.
Oh,
it'd be awfully embarrassing to have that one come up as a stress and not have anything there. So I try to avoid embarrassment whenever possible. Not always successful, but sometimes it works. Okay.
Can I explain why willing is struck out?
Because there was at some point in time there was some thought that kind was a more accurate word than willing was, and even though it still says willing and all the choices, you can use either one you want. There's also another one, befriended is a word, and it goes with something else which I've forgotten at the moment. So there are some strikeouts there, but you can just use willing is fine, or you can use kind. You can use either one you want, because they both actually test for that system.
Okay.
But that's why it's done. I went through and changed all of mine, because I liked kind better.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so now...
I have a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, so now what we have to do... is flip over past this phase till you get to the phase that looks like this, the really chock full pages. Notice that each one has all of the possible combinations for every one. So I have to go all the way until I find L again.
So don't you have to find thyroid L?
Yeah. Thyroid L. Yeah. Yeah, but I know it's alphabetical, that's why I looked at L. So thyroid gland L.
All of the land, they're grouped by land.
Yeah. So that makes it nice. So find thyroid gland L. You guys see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, throughout this process, you know, a wise person like I am when I'm not teaching would have made a few notes, so I don't have to keep flipping pages back and forth to know what I'm dealing with here. But we get the thyroid gland L. I have some possibilities. So the first possibility is number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I go to number 3, and pardon me for only testing one-handed here, and I say, you feel restful, adequate, respected, satisfied, and confident. Body says, I'm okay with that. That's not the one.
So you, all four of them,
I just,
around,
I just
the first
read them
line,
all.
Second
and again,
line.
If you feel, okay?
So,
right?
So you found, you took the first number.
Yep, number 3, and
three,
I tested it.
And you tested all the positive emotions at once.
Yep, I said, you feel restful, adequate, respected, satisfied, and confident. Body says, no problem with that. Next choice is number 8. You feel restful, complete, respected, calm, understanding, and fulfilled. Oops, that's the one. Okay?
You know it's on because you're using priority mode?
No, because it's the one, and only one will test on this one now. I needed priority mode before because you see there are a lot of restful and respected together, and it could have been some other, yeah, could have been some other organ that showed up. I had to find the right organ.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now there are 6 organs, glands, or systems involved in this. Now,
wait. Where did that come from?
Restful, complete, respected, calm, understanding, and fulfilled.
So
each one of those words is another organ, gland, or system.
Okay.
You don't care right now.
Would you ever have used the negative limiting list below?
I will in just a minute. I'll show you how to use
that.
I wouldn't test it. Yeah.
It's not that if you had gotten through all the positive ones, they were all clear.
Nope. That's only information right now. So what I know, because they're underlined in here, I did a few things right. I know my keys are restful and respected. Restful being the nervous system. Respected being the primary thyroid emotion that she came up with, right? So, and by the way, the selection that we had were the only ones that had both restful and respected in them. That's why it saved us lots of time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say the selections that we had here are the only ones that had restful and respected in them.
And why is that important?
Because restful is our...
Oh, because that's what was in the grid.
See, I've got to get the key players, which is the primary system and the primary organ or gland. And then I get the emotion on the organ or gland, and that narrows it down even more. And then I find out what are the only combinations that have those two,
mm-hmm.
and that tells me what's the real complete grouping. So it's several steps, but it's way better. In the old days, by the way, the way we had to do this?
In the old days.
What we had to do is we had to go through and we had to check all the land points by point. We find the one that was there. We put it in circuit. Then we have to go back through and we have to check and see if there's another land point, and we find that, and then we put that in circuit, and then we find another one, and then we find another one until we finally have this collection. And it turns out that that's how the research was done, okay? But that's where all of these came from.
Mm-hmm.
These are the known, discoverable, repeatable combinations that have come up again and again and again and again, and there are thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what we did is we found a way to then... Let's get to this a little easier, and that's why this kind of 3-step narrow it down, and get down to the one, okay? So Graham asked a real important question, and I'm going to tell you how I do this, okay? And this is exactly what I said. So remember I said you feel restful, complete, respected, calm, understanding, fulfilled. There's stress on that. And I said, okay, so that's the one. It sure beats feeling nervous, depleted, unrespected, restless, intolerant, and empty. Right? Uh-huh. So I use that. I just say it just like that. It sure beats feeling this, or it's a whole lot better than feeling this. And the person's going, yeah, I know exactly what that's like. And what that does is it gets them in touch with every aspect of that touches something in them. So when we clear, we make sure this is getting clear. So you see how I use that, Graham? It's anecdotal almost.
Yeah.
But I actually bring it up. Okay?
It sure beats the negative one.
Got it.
Yeah. Because that way the person says, oh, now I know. Now I see all these things go together. That's why when I start, you know, they don't have to analyze it, but there's a knowing, like, yeah, this is a package deal for me.
So not testing, not nothing, just saying.
No, I just saying, hey, it sure beats, because I already know I've got the right ones. I don't have to test anything. I've got the right set. Okay? So now, the clearing is very simple. Remember what we just did? Double PMC, ring finger to thumb, stress statements, okay? So turn your hand out, there you go. Oh, that's as much as it goes. Okay, hold right here. Hold that up. So I want you to say, I feel restful.
I feel restful.
And hold right here. So notice now it's I feel because she's saying it. Both sides are out, so we do this. I feel restful.
I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful. I feel restful.
Great. And again, I feel restful.
I feel restful.
Good. I feel complete.
I feel complete.
Oops. One side. So integration. I feel complete.
I feel complete.
Okay. Good. And again, I feel complete.
I feel complete.
Now the deal is, I feel complete. it happens. Okay, actually, it happens a lot where the stronger side is the doubting side, and so we just have to end up coming to here. But all right.
I feel complete. 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 I feel complete.
Good. And again, I feel complete.
I feel complete.
Good. I feel respected.
I feel respected.
Both sides. What are these guys? I feel respected.
I feel respected. I feel respected. I feel respected. I feel respected. I feel respected. I feel respected. I feel respected. I feel respected. I feel respected.
Great. And again?
I feel respected.
Good. And I feel calm.
I feel calm.
Hold here. Just that side. So I feel calm.
I feel calm.
Good job. And again, I feel calm.
I feel calm.
Good. There it is. I feel understanding.
I feel understanding.
That's that. Let's try that. I feel understanding.
I feel understanding.
Great. And again?
I feel understanding.
Perfect. And I feel fulfilled.
I feel fulfilled.
Okay. Yeah, you know, a little on both. Let's just do it. Yeah. I feel fulfilled. That's a mouthful.
I feel fulfilled. 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 I feel fulfilled.
Good job. I know.
I feel fulfilled.
You feel fulfilled.
Good. All right. So now I've gone through all six of these.
I'm glad.
I'm going to make a statement very, very simple. So there's more we need to do with any of these statements. Usually it's going to say no, but it's some kind of a, like, we're done with this. Okay, so that's clear. Now I would then get out my homework sheet. Write one of those words on each line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would find out about her homework. So she needs to work with these statements once a day, work with them twice a day, work with them three times a day. That's where it goes out. So not three, so twice a day. So do these for 1 week, do them for 2 weeks, do them for 3 weeks, no, for 2.5 weeks. So 2 weeks even. So on the bottom of the page, I write down, yeah, two times a day for 2 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Thank
every
you.
Word. Everywhere, all of them.
All of them.
So your homework is going to be, you know your homework.
Yeah.
So the homework, by the way, is so the sheet on the homework sheet, you write down all of those words there. And by the way, rarely will you have more words than I have spaces for. Most of them are shorter than that. That's, I think I did that for about the longest, and to have two fit on a page. But at any rate, so then you just fill in the spaces, how many times a day, how many weeks, and they make sure they know how to do their homework.
So,
Bill,
what do we call this?
Brain integration. Yeah. Brain.
Do you only ever go and find one system organ combo?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't then go back to the beginning and say, see if there's another system?
No.
Okay.
You're going to, implied, you're going to end up with the priority one, and even if there were another one, come to that another time. Deal with one at a time.
So at the very end, when you say there's more we need to do with this process,
yeah.
If it did,
well, if it says yeah, there is. I mean, yeah. Don't open a can of worms that you're not willing to do something with. Okay. So you can get emotions on the process. You can do stress release on the process.
Okay.
You can do a lot like we did. There's still stress on this process here. Whatever. Okay.
So what you're doing is more of what you already did rather than another round.
I'm actually having you go a little far at the beginning.
No, I mean, it's,
yeah,
like
you're still working
it's
on
it's the same
this
process
one.
That you need to deal with more as opposed to doing the whole process again.
Right. We're not going to start from scratch again. Yeah, exactly. So there's more we need to do this process? Yes, there is. Then that just means you're still working on this restful, complete, respected, calm, understanding, and fulfilled. And what I would start by doing is getting emotions, doing some stress release, treating it just like there's stress on this process. Yes, there is. Okay. Ultimately, by the way, there may be a few other things that you can do with this, but for now, that's the best. So, and if you don't want to ask, I mean, if you don't want to actually have the possibility come up and say you need to do something more, I don't know what, then don't make the statement.
Hmm.
Great, that's good, and it's best to do some homework with this. Yes, it is. Okay, and just check your homework, and that's where you leave it.
Is it all right to do statements where, like, if I say there's more we need to do, I want a negative response. Is it okay to actually want a negative response
sure.
from the body? That's fine.
Yeah, I
mean, okay.
You understand that our expectations actually affect the outcome, but sometimes I actually know, I mean, sometimes I know we've done everything, and I want them to know we've done everything, so it's what I just call
a
pro forma question. It's like, I'm just proving to them, see, your body says, no, nothing more to do. Great.
Okay.
You know. So, yeah, sometimes I could be guilty of making it say, no, there's nothing more to do just because I'm done or I think we're done. But yeah, it's fine to say, you know, no, there's nothing more to do. Okay, great. Usually I end up, okay, so we're complete with this. Yeah, great.
And like everything else, you're testing the two of you together
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you don't want to be working on them more if you're done.
Yeah. So, yeah, Graham.
So what is this whole thing actually about?
Ah, thank you. Gosh.
It seems like we have a lot of things that, you know, we can
okay.
touch up emotions and do stuff with emotions, but it
yeah.
like happens in addictions, you can see the point
yeah.
of it. What's
the point of this is that every organ, gland, and system has an impact on every other organ, gland, and system. Ideally, to use the domino theory backwards or the domino effect, ideally, these organ glands and systems are independent enough that if one goes down, it doesn't take the rest of them with it. Occasionally, what happens is because of our experiences, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, these several of these dominoes get close together. So if one of them goes, a whole group of them goes. So what that means is that in her case, the nervous system and the thyroid, okay, that if she gets nervous, I'm just making this up, by the way. This is not a diagnosis or a prescription or anything else. But I'm just trying to say, if she gets nervous, it could actually trigger a thyroid response that's not healthy for her, okay? Which then could trigger a stomach response, which leaves her feeling da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, in other words, they're not just naturally, oh, these things all go together. They do all go together for her, and it's a constellation. But then what happens is, how do you undo it? Where do I go to pick up the pieces? Do I go to the nervous system? Do I go to the thyroid? Do I go to the stomach? Do I go to whatever? Because it doesn't matter. We've got a whole clump that's just all down at the same time.
Oh, so when you found when you went to the grid and you were going down, you're looking in this column and going down this column of emotions, that sort of like you'd already had the thyroid at that point.
I knew
right?
it was
so
thyroid.
Now you're sort of so this column of other emotions here is sort of like what other
those
things
are thyroid emotions.
What are those are thyroid emotions?
Those are thyroid emotions.
Oh.
So I had the emotions across the top, the willing, kind, and restful, or willing, restful, and competent, you know, for the systems. I knew it was thyroid. Those emotions on the left there are all thyroid emotions. They're variations on the thyroid emotion.
Okay.
And so now I found out what specific thyroid emotion with her nervous system.
Okay.
And then those two in combination gave me six possible combinations that have that specific thyroid and the nervous system.
So then it's on. So on this page, it's like the options that you have are sort of the neighboring dominoes.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I was thinking it was back on the previous one.
No, it's on this
okay.
page.
So it's sort of saying like when. So the grid bit gives you which specific. So the thyroid has several dominoes.
Yeah.
And this tells you which domino of the thyroid is falling over. And this tells you next to that particular thyroid domino there are these other dominoes.
Could
that are probably related to whatever organs that you matched up the emotions.
Yeah.
Okay, then you check them all because they're all the ones that are likely to have gone.
Yeah, so there are, in her case, there were six clusters that we know were based around, were formed around the nervous system and that particular thyroid emotion of feeling respected. Okay? So the six clusters, we want to know which one, because each one of them has a different collection of dominoes around it, nearby. Okay? So I want to know what her configuration is. And our job when we're doing this is to stand all the dominoes up, but create a little distance between them.
Mm.
So now if a domino falls, it doesn't take down a whole cluster.
Mm.
So what this does is these things tend to build up so that what happens is when we have a slight little fall or a little emotional break, it becomes major for us because everything goes at one time. And when we clear this up, things quit going all at one time. Okay? Or at least those things quit going all
mm-hmm.
at one time. And we have lots and lots of these things buried in here.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make some sense, Graham?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just for fun, if I haven't gotten you excited enough, go all the way back. Keep your finger. Well, I'll keep my finger in the thyroid land L page there. Go all the way back to page 67. No, to page 69 on the bottom right, where it says 69, where it has organ emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where, because Nui is curious and she's going to want to know. But also, I just want to show you how it works. Okay. On her homework sheet, she's gotten the words written down there. So the first word is restful. Well, I know that's the nervous system. She already knows the nervous system's involved, okay? The next word is complete. So I'm going to look up complete on page 69. And I look up complete, C-O-M-P, you can do this, Robert. Complete, it's the tendons or ligaments, which means that for her, it's the nervous system. It's also tendons or ligaments. You guys
that's
see how
system?
I...
That's a reverse
huh?
That's a
yeah, it loosely,
oh, okay.
But yeah, it there are regulatory
all of these
things.
Are different
yeah.
systems.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
You see where I found that? I looked
yep.
at complete, and the opposite of it is depleted, so I now have the right one, but there's only one
yeah.
complete. So it's the tendons and ligaments.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next word is
mm-hmm.
respected. Well, I know that's thyroid, so I don't have to look that one up. But calm. So I go and I look up calm, C-A-L-M. Now notice there are four calms there. So the opposite of her calm is feeling restless. So find the calm with restless, and it's the skin. Okay? She says, yeah. See, sometimes, by the way, what this does, it goes, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And, you know, and so it makes a difference. So it's the nervous system, it's tendons and ligaments, it's the skin, and you see how I found it by knowing what the other side of it is, because there's several
right.
comms, but they have a different other side, which relates to something else. And then the next word is understanding, so I'll go to page 71 here, understanding, and the other side of that is intolerant, so it's kidney, okay? And notice understanding with grief as the other side is lung, so it's a whole different thing. So, but understanding is kidney, and then fulfilled is the urinary bladder. Okay? So that's a way that I actually could, if she were curious or I were curious, I would then find out that it is the nervous system, it is the ligaments and tendons, it is the skin, it is the thyroid, it is the, I just lost it there,
bladder,
yeah, and then the last one, was the last one bladder?
Actually, isn't it the pineal?
Fulfilled.
Fulfilled and empty?
It's fulfilled and empty, did I say it wrong? It is the pineal. It is pineal. I'm
yeah.
sorry. Fulfilled and empty, and that's why. It's the pineal gland. Okay?
So does that mean, like, there's actual, like, physical things going
yes.
on when there's an issue with her thyroid, whatever was first, it affects her skin?
Yeah, I don't know which one sets which one off. You don't really know that. But that combination is a package deal. So thyroid gets involved. As soon as it does, the skin gets involved, the pineal gland, which, by the way, is our light receptor.
Mm.
You know, it's the gland that's really primarily affected by the SADS, the seasonally affective disorder stuff. It's having an open mind. It's being, you know. So yes, it means that something actually physiologically gets altered in the functioning of those organs, glands, or systems, and that's why we feel it physically. It's a very, this is a very physical response. Fulfilled.
Yeah, but there are
empty.
Which was one.
Yeah, see, her fulfilled has empty on the other side.
Okay.
And so it's the pineal. Okay.
They made a copy of your.
Yeah.
Skin and pineal are listed on this organ list, but the tendons aren't.
No, they're not. And they will show up. They have another point in there, but they never came up as the prime. In terms of the primary locators, they're not a significant factor.
They're always attached to something
they're,
else.
Thank you.
Trigger.
That's how I'm trying. Yeah, exactly. They're not the responsible party. They're an effect. And so they'll show up in the cluster somewhere, but they're never going to be useful in terms of determining which cluster we're looking for.
Okay. They're just reacting to the
organ. Yeah. And that's why there are more points on the picture with all of the points than there are on the list that I read down, because the picture has everything. And those things are a lot of those things are, again, not determining factors. They're responsive or reactive factors.
Okay.
And thanks, because every time you ask a question, I remember a little bit more.
So
I don't remember at all, but I remember a little bit more. Yeah.
So I should ask you, tell me everything you know.
Yeah, no, not wrong question. Yes, Phil.
If we have a list of emotions we're working with.
Yeah.
Could we say, like, we find out that, oh, it's the pineal gland. Could we work even further by doing something with the points?
No.
Here? No.
No. That's no. And that's a whole other realm. And the deal is, what we need to remember in all of this is that the emotions actually are more causative than the organs, glands, or systems themselves, than the physicality. So it's our thoughts and emotions which drive the physiology.
Like
and
the SMEP diagram.
Yeah, right. The SMEP diagram is the spiritual light in the middle, and then the mental, then the emotional, and then the physical, and then the rest of your world. The light shines from the inside out, so the places where the clouds start or have the most damaging effect is in the mental or emotional realm, because those clouds then spread out and then impact on the physical. But you're not going to clean it up by cleaning the physical, because the cloud, what's causing the cloud is inside. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just to always remember, this is a really good one, because it has a real physiological base experientially. But the best way to clear it is to get at the emotions that are involved in it. Okay? So in that way, what I want to say is, even if we could, we wouldn't want to, but these are actually just reflex points, and then you'd have to figure out, okay, yeah, there is nutrition for these, and there's other things, but it doesn't do any good at all to support those organs and glands unless you have cleared the emotional closeness that creates a cluster, but also balance them all emotionally, because otherwise it's just going to keep going out. It's like in the habitual half dozen, by the way, not to throw too many metaphors on you guys, but when you do the six things, you know, you clear the confusion first, and then you clear the adrenal glands before you clear the thyroid for immune system, because in Touch for Health, I think we went through and did them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Creativity, taking action.
Being bold, yeah. He's done a couple times.
I know.
Maybe I just assumed, yeah. But at any rate, so we'll do it. Okay. So at any rate, the point is, you've got to do them in order. And so I cannot strengthen my immune system until I handle the overreactivity in my adrenal glands. And so it's the same thing here. I cannot handle the physiology until I handle the overreactivity mentally or emotionally. And once I do that, everything else comes back into balance. So just know, is a physiological experience, and real clear for some people, by the way. It's a real clear pattern. They recognize it right away. It makes a huge difference in your experience in your life, but the clearing of it is always the emotional clearing. It works the best. Okay, Graham.
Why, in the beginning, were you doing statements you feel this, as opposed to having the person say, I feel?
It's because I want to go faster.
and that's the
only reason, because I'm actually kind of directing that process right now to work us through this thing. And it wouldn't be any slower, really, to have them say, I feel. So it could go either way, and it's probably nicer and neater and tidier to do, I feel, have the person say it. And in point of fact, the truth is I took responsibility for that, but I think that the people who did this work came out from the more medical model of how do we fix it. And the people who actually put this together were really more directive and just like, what do? To do this? And so it was really more you feel, da 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 da, da, and then the clearing. Okay? But the research and stuff was all done more directive. So it's probably neater and tidier, and I'm now a creature of perhaps a bad habit, and you can create new habits by having the person just repeat up, okay, so I feel willing. Yeah, okay, great. No problem with that. I feel, you know.
So I have to check what the reasons are.
Yeah. There isn't any good reason. And in point of fact, it may actually be better protocol, more, you know, client involvement, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're more in the process if they're actually saying the statements themselves.
And there's only three, because there's only three systems.
Yeah,
once you find
so
out,
it's not a big deal.
List all the organs.
And
when you went down the organs, you still did the same thing with the emotions.
I actually didn't do anything.
Not actually saying that.
No, I just went down. I just did the organs themselves. The names of the organs are glands.
Okay.
I did not do anything with the emotions on that page with the organs.
So why did you find the system by the emotion and find the organ by the organ?
I don't know. I don't have a good reason for that.
Okay.
The system apparently. I mean, what I'll tell you is the organ has a lot of different emotions, and so just using the primary ones there may not be enough to identify it.
But what is the same?
But the systems actually only have a couple of emotions related to them.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So I don't actually know.
Okay. So I think
no good reason. That's the answer to that one.
I wanted to create a book. Get to work.
So other questions about this one? Because there's a lot in this. And you guys followed it pretty darn well. And again, you'll know when you do it, okay? Can I do it? And I really want you to muscle test yourself, and I want you to take yourself through this process sometime this week, so that next week, before I go away for a couple of weeks, you guys have some questions they get answered next week about this, because it's a wonderful one to do with each other while I'm out of town and you guys are practicing, okay? So this is a good one to practice with everybody around when there's lots of chance to ask somebody else questions.
And this one only comes up if it comes up. It's not
because
like, I'm going to go do this with you.
No.
But you may not need this.
That's right. You may not need it, or it may not be the thing
like
that'll address it.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why the priority list, whenever possible, work off of some kind of a priority list. Whether you make up your own, whether you use mine, or whether you use the finger mode, work off of some kind of priority list. And even if your priority list is only those things that you are absolutely, totally willing and confident in doing, okay? I don't care if there's only three items on a priority list, you still want to do the priority mode and check that list to see which of those three you do first, second, and third.
And still all follows coming up with the goal.
That's it.
Because we're seeing what is stressed with that goal.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Yes.
And this, as in all individual processes, you could set another goal in 5 minutes, and you could have a whole different thing come up.
Yeah.
Okay? Because everything comes up is related to the goal. So thank you, Phil, for reminding us. I'm not going through this every week, but you start every session by setting a goal and getting an emotion on that goal. Okay? Because there has to be a focus to make it really powerful for the work that you're doing. So when you guys practice together, by the way, make it a point to make sure that you at least come to session with a goal, or you say, look, check this goal for me, you know, or ask the person, okay, so what's your goal, what's your focus for our time together? So even if you're just practicing, set a goal. have an intention, because what that'll do is that'll bring up everything that's in the way of that. Okay? Is that good? Huh?
Yeah, to be young forever is not a goal.
I heard one guy recently who was celebrating the 10th anniversary of his 35th birthday.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I just turned 2010 not too long ago.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and by the way, you see, to be young forever, there's an experience with that. And so that actually has the seeds of a good goal. So
yeah.
So the clarification again, just a little practice. You know, so what's your experience going to be? What's your experience of young? How do you feel when you feel young?
The answer is happy, joyful. I can do a cartwheel in the middle of the store and no one looks
at me funny. Yeah. All right. Now, see, the deal is that actually is a worthy goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of being happy, being able to do a cartwheel in the middle of the store. You can't balance, by the way, to the people not looking at you funny.
Right, you can
balance to not caring if they look at you funny.
I'm fulfilled with that.
But you see, you could be 95 and still do a cartwheel in the middle of the store.
I'd applaud for that.
And, right? Okay, and so you see, if that's your definition of being young, then that'll work. You know, if your definition of being young is, you know, having a body that looks like this, you got to still say, so what's your experience of that? How do you feel in this body, this way? What's the attachment to that? I mean, what's the experience that you want to have, okay? And because then you can always control your experience. You can always control your experience. From a wheelchair, you can control your experience. I mean, we've all seen examples of people who do that. We wonder, my God, how do they do that under circumstances? Because they know what the real essence of it is. It's the experience. It's how we relate to life. So yeah, it's a good goal, but you got to take it to the experience of it, and then you've got something you can work with and really balance it. Okay.
Thank you for
all right. So we're going to shift gears because we did really well, and I can
bring
you
for
you. Yeah. You betcha. Oh, actually, anybody else need a 5-minute break, or you
yeah,
good?
I do.
You okay? So let's take five, really literally five, and then we'll come back and do strategies for losing.